Good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, you know, the year is half over, so it's time to start talking about the Oscars.
Of course. Of course. It will be perpetual for the next 6 months.
Yeah, it's seven months away. But the end of the season, the end of the year, is December, and we're a little over halfway through the year, so pundits have started to talk. And I'm really very proud to say that the movies that they're talking about are movies that have played downtown, for the most part.
To be honest, I haven't heard a whole lot of buzz either on the acting front or the film front as to what might or might not be Oscar-worthy.
Yeah, well, it is definitely early. We're pushing the envelope a little bit, but a little bit of buzz is out there, and Viggo Mortensen is the best actor. Is being contemplated for his performance in Captain Fantastic, which opens on the 29th of July at the Michigan Theater. And we played it during Cinetopia, and it was a big hit. So it's a film to look forward to. Captain Fantastic, again, opens on July 29th. And I loved the film a lot, and Viggo Mortensen's performance is excellent. Other actors, Don Cheadle in Miles Ahead, which was a WEMU favorite.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston, who played Hank Williams, so a couple of music pieces there. His performance was really well received, but the movie was not quite as well received. And then Sam Neill and some of the other juvenile actors in Hunt for the Wilder People, which was another Cinetopia film that's going to be opening at the Michigan Theater any week. And it's a very, very enjoyable film. Go check that out. Colin Firth plays the book editor of a lot of the great authors in the early part of the 20th century. The character's name is Max Perkins in the film Genius, and folks are really liking that film. It's winding up its exhibition downtown. Jeremy Irons was in a film that people liked, The Man Who Knew Infinity, about the Indian genius mathematician who was discovered.
Rewrote the rules by disregarding the mathematical rules.
Had a tough life, too, and again, very well-received, Jeremy Irons' performance in particular. And then Sing Street is a film that I don't think it has much of a chance of an Academy Award, but it was a lovely, lovely film directed by John Kerry, who did Once. So if you didn't see Sing Street Downtown, again, I really enjoyed that film. It's a musical kind of like Once, about a bunch of high school kids. You can check that out.
You can bet that the studios are going to start rolling out the ones they believe Oscar-worthy over the next couple
Absolutely.
Of months.
And in terms of the actresses, Helen Mirren in Eye in the Sky, a thriller that people really like. Sally Fields in Hello, My Name is Doris, and she actually might get a Golden Globe, if not an Oscar, just for the comedy performance, as might Susan Sarandon from The Meddler. And again, all of those films were downtown. Tilda Swinton played along with Ralph Fiennes in The Bigger Splash, where she played a little bit of a washed up rock star. Kate Beckinsale in Whit Stillman's Love and Friendship, which is still playing here and there. So anyway, a lot of great performances have been out there already, and I'm proud to say.
And if I were to venture a guess, if they get nominated, they'll make a return to this area as well.
They might, for sure. In terms of documentaries, one of the films that's very heavily talked about is Music of Strangers, which is opening this week. It's about Yo-Yo Ma, an ensemble that he put together with literally some of the best musicians in the world. Princess Shaw was a Cinetopia hit as another documentary. And then Life Animated, which is a Disney-tinged autism documentary as well, talked about as well. And Elliot's Wilhelm, favorite film of Cinetopia, the De Palma documentary that was put together by Noah Baumbach and Jake Paltrow, also very, very well received. So anyway, lots of good stuff have played already, and we'll look forward to more the rest of the year, and we'll talk about a few in just a couple minutes.
89.1 WEMU, you're listening to Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And you mentioned we're halfway through the year now. That also means something very special locally, and that, of course, is the Ann Arbor Art Fair.
That's right, the Art Fair comes up next
week. Now, they're changing the days this week. You know, used to one Wednesday through Saturday, and then magically on Sunday morning, everything was back to normal.
Well, actually, things were amazingly back to normal Saturday evening.
That's right. That's right. It would close at 6 and 10 o'clock. You go by and it's as if it never happened.
But
this year
amazing.
It's running from Thursday through Sunday. Does that change anything for the Michigan Theater and other merchants in the downtown area?
It does for the Michigan Theater and the State Theater because it used to close up essentially on Friday and then on Saturday. It only went till 6, so the evening movies, a lot of people had exited, and so people weren't afraid to come down on Saturday for
right.
movies, and then Sunday was free and clear. This weekend, obviously, the art fair is going to be going on, and it will pretty much kill our weekend, but we'll have some very interesting things that we're playing. It really does suppress business.
Because it's always a great place to stop, to cool off, and to get a beer and a brat, right?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. And you can get a free organ concert during the day, and then check out our films. We're going to have some great films next week. One of the things that they did in 1928, when not very many buildings were air-conditioned, they built the Michigan Theater as refreshing as a mountain resort. Which it still is.
I was going to say, you still abide by the motto, don't you?
That's true.
Well, let's talk actual movies. What are my options this weekend that I didn't have last weekend?
Well, The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble, is a documentary film that was put together by Morgan Neville, who did 20 Feet from Stardom, that won the Academy Award a couple years ago.
Great documentary
about backup singers. And this is about just brilliant, brilliant musicians that Yo-Yo Ma, the great cellist, has put together from literally players from all over the world. Yo-Yo Ma is obviously a very well-known classical cellist, but he put together all kinds of brilliant musicians from India, from China, from Africa, from around the world, and they get together and they play these brilliant, brilliant musicians and really reveal in a very tangible way the transcendent nature of music, transcending cultures, transcending prejudice, transcending race, transcending time, musical styles. These brilliant musicians get together and tell a very, very wonderful tale about humanity.
That's called The Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. Tell me about Wiener Dog.
Well, Wiener Dog is a Todd Solondz dark comedy. His stuff tends to be rather creepy and dark, but this one stars Greta Gerwig and a dachshund.
She's starting to blow up, isn't she, Greta Gerwig?
She is the indie film darling actress for sure. So if you liked Welcome to the Dollhouse, another one of Todd Solondz's film, you definitely want to check out Wiener Dog. It's a dark, starkly funny comedy about a single dog and many different people that dog touches in its short lifetime. And again, Greta Gerwig plays a compassionate vet tech named Dawn. So Wiener Dog will have a good run at the Michigan Theater or at the State Theater, so come check it out.
89.1 WEMU in the Cinema Chat is brought to you by the Michigan Theater and WEMU's News Department. The executive director of that institution is Russ Collins. I'm David Fair, and let's talk about special screenings downtown.
One of the cult classics of all times, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, a lot of people's favorite classic film. It really is a lot of fun.
Absurdism is hilarious.
Yes, absolutely. And that's going to play on Sunday and Tuesday, as do our classic films. Next week during the art fair, we'll be doing Funny Face. And then the week after that, a beautiful revival print. This will be July 31st and August 2nd of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the Clint Eastwood film.
I will be on hand to represent the ugly.
I'll be on there to... Well, I don't know what I'll be in hand. I'll be in hand, though. So anyway, we have great, we got a Sound of Music sing-along coming up. We have a very special presentation of Metropolis, the silent film, with a very, very interesting score that's being put together by a wonderful, interesting musician. And that's going to be August 28th and 30th. So mark those days on your calendar. If you haven't seen Our Kind of Traitor, Dark Horse, The Lobster, the kind of bizarre film that's really doing well, or Swiss Army Man,
equally
go check them out.
Bizarre, yeah.
They're still
at the stake. And the big movie that a lot of folks in popular culture are talking about is Ghostbusters, and it hasn't been met without controversy.
No, but there seems to be some sexism going on here. Tremendous amount of sexism. So it has a female cast that are the Ghostbusters.
And a hilarious female cast.
But what a great cast! Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones. So Melissa McCarthy isn't a cast member of Saturday Night Live, but she might as well, because she's always so great when she's on it. But Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones are either on or alumni of Saturday Night Live. It was inspired by Saturday Night Live guys that put it together. It's directed by a Michigan guy, and it's gotten 75% positive reviews so far. So whatever.
Perhaps
the controversy,
most importantly, it has the endorsement of both Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd.
Absolutely. So Ghostbusters should be a tremendous amount of fun, and we'll look forward to checking that out at your local multiplex.
A lot to see, and we hope we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the News Department at 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU. WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Batten down the hatches, get ready for Art Fair, and ta-ta from Hollywood.